We started the week having a conversation with two lawmakers, Representative Cynthia Thielen and Senator Laura Thielen, mother-daughter duo who announced they won't be running for re-election. Today, you'll hear from another Laura Thielen. She's married to Representative Cynthia Thielen's son, and she is the new head of Partners in Care, the group charged with the point-in-time count for our homeless here on Oahu. That count takes place next week, Thursday, from 4 a.m. to 11 a.m.
We still need some volunteers. We're getting very close to our minimum requirement that we've placed on ourselves of 400. We're looking for more volunteers for the rural areas, so North Shore, Haleiwa, those kinds of areas. So if you're particularly interested in those areas, it would be great to get some more volunteers there. But we will take volunteers from anywhere.
And now, in the past, I know you've had training leading up to the count.
We have a lot of training available. So between now and the count, we have at least five or six more trainings going on. And those will be in the regions where you will be surveying. But if you can't make it to those areas, then we'll be able to plug you in other places. Over the course of the last 20 years, the survey has changed significantly. When I first did it more than 20 years ago, there was, you know, one page of questions, and we were just trying to get a basic count. Now we're actually delving more into issues of why people are becoming homeless, so that after the count, we can actually follow up with them and help with any services that they might need. And that goes as so far as to ask people if they have Native Hawaiian ancestry, and if they do, if they know whether or not they're on the homeland's wait list. And if they say yes or no, we can actually double check that and then go back out to them and let them know, yes, you are on the list, no, you're not, this is what you need to do.
So you're getting a better handle on the hard data.
Yes. Yes, and we're delving into a lot of questions about vet services, veteran services, so making sure that people that should have access to extra services have that ability to hook up with them.
And we've been hearing a lot about the census this month.
Yes.
As well, because the count is so important. And so how does the homeless point-in-time count dovetail with that?
Well, we've been working with the Census Bureau for several months to make sure that whatever we can help them with after the point-in-time count, we can do that. So we've created some community groups that we are part of to make sure that those who are experiencing homelessness are counted in the census as well.
Are there any additional challenges that you folks are seeing, particularly like in these rural areas? Is it just, you know, getting to, are the homeless moving into other areas that maybe we've not seen them settle in before?
Yes, over the last couple of years, with the different laws that have come across and the different closures of parks, we've seen people migrate more into neighborhoods. With the sit-lie bills that were affected in Waikiki and in Chinatown, those really moved people out of those areas. But we've got amazing providers who have been able to find most of them, but they keep on moving. They're very transient, so keeping track of them and trying to get them connected to services is always a challenge.
And I'm just curious, when you cover an area, let's say out on the North Shore, where you've got, let's say, a lot of growth and a lot of, you know, I'm talking like Halekoa, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and you've got multiple landowners, I mean, how is it as far as access for the volunteers that go out and count the people?
Well, we have region leads for each region. We have seven different regions that we cover throughout the island of Oahu. So those region leads are from those areas. They're providers in that area. So they pretty much know what's going on in their area. So if there's private property or anything unusual like that where people are hanging out or spending the night, our outreach workers and providers usually know that and usually have a relationship with those property owners.
And how is it? Do you have a lot of return volunteers?
Oh, yes, we have a lot of return volunteers. It's a way to give back to the community that's very unique, and it's a way for people to connect with their neighbors. Despite being homeless, they are our community members.
And I think we're hearing a lot about that, whether it's from the state homeless coordinator or the city's coordinator, you know, Mark Alexander and Scott Morishige.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're talking about, look, this is a community problem.
Yes.
We need to solve it as a community.
Yes. And what a lot of people don't realize is, as much as we would love to pick folks up and just move them to a better spot, we don't have that legal right. And so rather than pushing them somewhere where they may not be willing to go, we're really engaged in creating trust and building a relationship with folks so that when they are willing and able to go to a new place, that we can help them. We will be doing it January 23rd, morning of Thursday, January 23rd, from 4 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we'll be asking folks where they spent the night of the 22nd.
And then when you share information with the census takers, how does that work?
Well, they'll be doing a completely different count. But what we're going to be able to really provide them is some ideas of where folks are. So this year, for the first time, we're going completely digital. So the entire count is on an app. And we're doing that for several different reasons. We want to speed up the count so that we're not going over a day. But also we're looking at deduplication. We don't want to count people more than once. So we've lessened the time of the count. And we're hoping that having an app helps us speed up the count. What our app also has is a GIS mapping capability. So after we complete the count, we can actually talk to the Census Bureau and say, there is a group here, there is a group there, and we can help you get into those spots.
I mean, that's great.
Yes.
That's really hard data that's pinpointing
yes.
the exact location.
Yeah, and we're going to be using it for providers to actually go out and provide services after the count, which we've never been able to do in such an organized fashion before.
So is this the first time that we've used GPS?
Yes.
Wow.
Up until now, we've always had hard copies, which means that if we can't read the survey, we can't count it. Or if a person doesn't want to continue answering the questions on a survey, we can't count it. With this app, we have the full survey, but we also have an observation tool, so providers can actually count people who don't want to participate in the actual survey, but we can still count them.
So was that additional funding that you had to carve out?
No. And that's a wonderful thing. We have an HMIS, our Homeless Management Information System. We have our data manager, Alex, and he actually developed the app and created it. And, I mean, the licensing costs like $100 or something. So it's really accessible. We've had providers playing with the app for a couple months now to really get used to it. So we hope that all the bugs are out of it. Of course, this will be the first year that we're using it. So it will be different from past counts. So it will take a couple of years of using this methodology to really see how accurate it is, but we're hoping this is a good start to the trend of using digital.
Yeah, so this is breaking new ground here.
Yes. Well, and the other thing is that, you know, in past, when we've done a hard copy, we've asked certain questions and it leads to other questions. But if one of our questions is you a native Hawaiian? If you state yes, it then asks you some more questions about Hawaiian homelands and things like that. If you answer no, it automatically skips to the next question. So there's not a waste of time with irrelevant questions. And that's happened in the past where, you know, a surveyor will just ask every single question on the survey, even if it doesn't pertain to the person. And that takes up time and that causes confusion.
Now, I know there was a lot of concern with the census about, you know, immigration.
Yes.
Questions that were being asked. I mean, do any of your volunteers get that pushed back at all from the clients that they're trying to survey?
Well, we don't ask those questions, so we'll leave that to the Census Bureau. But there are questions on our survey that are very personal. And so, you know, training is a really big part of it. How do you engage the person that you're surveying so they feel comfortable in answering it? But the flip side of that, or the good side of that, is because we're doing an app, we can actually show the device to the person and they can push the button of the answer that they would like to select. We don't even have to see it. So if we get the sense that a person's uncomfortable actually talking about some sensitive questions, we can just turn the device to them and let them answer it themselves.
Wow, okay, so then that would break down that
yes.
barrier. Say, look, you can have your privacy.
Yes.
You don't need to say it out loud.
Yep. And then it will go to the next question and we go from there. So we're hoping that this really encourages people to be honest with us and to be comfortable with us.
Well, hats off to you for your staff for coming up with
yeah.
this idea and for being able to roll it out and hopefully then maybe other places across Hawaii and across the country
yes,
can use this.
That's what we're really hoping for. And a big shout out to all the providers who have bought into this idea. We've really not gotten very much pushback against it. And that's what's making it possible to do this.
Okay. So the 23rd, but you still need a few more volunteers to get you to the 400.
Yep.
And so what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Best way to contact us is through our website. There's a volunteer sign-up form, and you can actually sign up for the area that you're interested in, and that's www.partnersincareoahu.org.
Okay. All right. Laura Thielen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We were talking to Laura Thielen, the new executive director of Partners in Care. We were talking about the upcoming count of our homeless population here on Oahu.